Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Hello, hello, good morning to you, Karen, how are you?
Good morning, I'm well, how are you?
Well, wonderful, thank you. Tis a season to be jolly, isn't it?
It is indeed.
And tis the season, if there's ever been a time for books, now's the time for books. Books, books as presents, books for yourself, books, books, books.
I would be pretty happy if I got this book for Christmas.
Look at that for a little beauty.
It's a real beauty. It's called Mute, a visual document from 1978 to tomorrow. And it's about Mute Records.
My word.
Who is
independent record label that started in 1978 by a guy who was at art school called Daniel Miller.
Groundbreaking, I'd say.
Groundbreaking, absolutely. And I guess the thing was that it was at the time when synthesizers became really affordable. Places like Korg and Roland, those companies, were producing synthesizers that were affordable and accessible to the common person.
Right.
So there was this whole kind of explosion.
Whole bunch of new sounds.
Yeah, that's right. A whole explosion of people trying new things. And, you know, I guess previously we sort of thought of keyboards and synths as being kind of bloated, progressive rock kind of...
Or out of it pianos.
Yeah. Unwieldy kind of instruments. But, you know, these were kind of accessible to the common person. So, and he recorded two tracks at his mum's house using a really cheap secondhand Korg synth on a four-track recorder. And that was his first single, and it was Warm Leatherette.
Oh,
which
right.
Which is absolutely a stunner of a track. It's just classic, perfect synth track.
You're going to play that in a second. It's pretty easy. I'm ready to roll whenever you give me the nod.
Yeah. And he actually intended that to be a one-off experiment, where he would just press a minimum of, morning Jules, 50 copies. But it exploded. And in 3 months, he sold around 15,000 copies.
Wow.
So it was pretty amazing.
If you're going to do one song, and you put that as thought in the fact you're only going to do one, he's put a lot of thought into the name, hasn't he? Warm Leatherette.
Well,
it's definitely, if you're thinking, I'm only going to do one song, what am I going to call it? You're going to put a lot of thought into that name.
And it's simple. It's a simple track, you know. It's only something like four sounds and just a kind of narration that he ripped off from a J.G. Ballard book.
Boom. See?
So, yeah. But this is a really beautiful book. It's really lavish. A really nice coffee
almost
table book.
So I was going to say almost a coffee table book.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, perfect for the music lover in your life. It's got artwork, photography. A lot of it's unseen from Daniel Miller's archives. And the contributors range from Depeche Mode, Yazoo, Erasure. There's John Spencer, Goldfrapp, Moby. I didn't know he was on Mute, but there you go.
Who else do we have on Mute there? We've got another big list. More.
Well, there's the Normal, there's Fad Gadget, so
Fad
really
Gadget, yeah.
Amazing groups. And this is put out by Thames and Hudson, who do really amazing art books and fashion books. So they're kind of like a top shelf publisher, really. They do beauties.
Is it sort of like just a story from start to now sort of thing? Is it described?
No.
What it says on the tin? Or?
Well, it's actually more than a standard label biography. It's something that represents the label visually because they were had such a strong kind of aesthetic.
Art.
So, yeah, it's a big part, you know, design, packaging and photography. It's really
cool.
Interesting because the essays from Daniel Miller, he sort of talks about how, you know, this is around the time of punk, and he was really interested in the spirit of punk and, you know, the DIY kind of angle, but he wasn't really into the music, which he thought was pretty conservative. And, you know, the whole cool thing about synthesizers was that you didn't have to know any chords. You could just press a button and a cool sound would come out.
And there was no sort of, there was no reference point either.
That's right.
It was all new. It was all new sort of sounds and fiddling abouts.
And it still sounds like music from, you know, 4 minutes into the future. So, yeah.
I've been there once and it's good.
He's got a thing here which is 12 steps to making a record, and it's pretty cool. It just shows you how easy that anyone can do it.
A hit record, you mean?
Well, I don't know about a hit record, but you know,
just getting it done, putting it out.
Not quite KLF.
Probably a little bit late now for to try and make a record for Christmas, but maybe for next Christmas.
Yeah.
What an ideal stocking stuffer.
It's a beauty. Highly recommend this one.
It's a heavy book.
Yeah, and it's $60.
Is it?
Yeah.
Very fair for what looks like a triple-sized paperback.
Oh, look, on the back it's got a list of all the cool bands. So, Ratio, Crime, Swell Maps.
Bands, 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 bands. Look at them all. Wow.
So, yeah.
What an interesting collection there is there. I could read them all out, but they'll be done. You've got your Dinosaur Juniors, your Sonic Youth, you've got your Yaysayer, your Residents, Trent Reznor, and Atticus, what's in Atticus Ross there? Fever Ray, Betty Boo. She's doing the do.
She's doing the do.
Don't worry about that. Look, bloody hell. Oh, they,
so is it kind of like Merge in a way? Like, it started by people who just wanted to press their own stuff.
Well, he actually started it just to put out his own thing. And then
M83?
People started sending him tapes of their
That's
music.
Awesome.
And so he was like, oh, this is actually Smegma. Really exciting and good. Depeche Mode were one of the first. So
that's pretty
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, love this book. So cool.
Wow, look at the Barry Adamson.
Yep, yep. Even old Nick Cave.
Even old Nick Cave, eh? Just slopping around there in his three-piece suit and shiny shoes. Deep voice and...
So
bomber base, cold cut, bomb, S Express, bomb, cookie crew, bomb, beat muscles, car, woo, that's it. That's some good times.
So, yeah, brilliant book. It's beauty. Beauty.
How do you, I mean, tell you what, you want to buy that one and you want to present it. Yeah, well, this is my present. Here we go. This is the one from me.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
You know, when you have those presents, yeah, sometimes it's you just having presents.
I picked this.
Yeah, this is the one I picked for you.
Yeah.
Put a lot of thought into it. Should we play this track by The Normal?
Play The Normal.
This is Warm Leatherette. This is the track that started it all, is that right?
Yeah.
Beautiful book.
Mute, great book.
A visual document from 1978 warm. To tomorrow.
Leatherette. Warm. Leatherette.
Recorded at Mum's.
Warm. Leatherette. Warm.
People still show up to his mum's house.
What's that? What's that say again?
People still show up to his mum's house. They're like, oh, you know, because she did a lot of the mail order stuff.
Oh,
and she's really into it.
See, there's a challenge for all mums out there with creative kids. Come on.
Warm.
Muck in.
Leatherette. Warm. Leatherette. Warm. Leatherette. Hear the crushing steel, feel the steering wheel. Hear the crushing steel, feel the steering wheel. Warm, leatherette. Warm, leatherette. Warm, leatherette. Warm, leatherette. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Melt on your burning flesh. You can see your reflection in the luminescent dash. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. A tear of petrol is in your eye. The handbrake penetrates your thigh. Quick, let's make love before you die. On warm leatherette. On warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette.
Well, it paints quite a picture, doesn't it? That's Warm Leatherette by The Normal.
Leatherette.
What's the name of the book again? Just for you.
Join.
It's Mute, a visual set. Document, 1978 to tomorrow.
To tomorrow. I love the confidence in that, too. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That was Loose Reads.